Visiting right now, Craig Breckus, head of North America, UPL. Craig, let's visit. Big picture, what are you seeing as some of the most pressing issues facing the crop protection industry today?
You know, at the end of the day, it's really about innovation. It's really about continuing to support growers in the market, right? And so, you know, they have a lot of challenges. And so for us, it's as an industry to work together to really identify those challenges and address them.
What's the regulatory environment? Tell me about the process getting a product to market.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's pretty unique how we approach R&D. So traditionally, you would see discovery research 10 years to market, you know, and take a long time really looking at it from an AI perspective and then finding markets that it fits in. From an R&D standpoint, from the way we look at it, we kind of flipped it when we came out with our purpose, Open Ag. And through that approach, we've taken a lot of time to look at crops, look at needs of growers, identify those needs that we feel that we have an opportunity to address, like a weed kochia problem with Vitality Map, you know, and then turn that around and then go and look for solutions from our partnerships, like our Open Ag. Collaborative type approach around partnerships and address them quickly and then bring them to marketplace. It's efficient. It's very specific on addressing weeds and challenges that growers have. And so we're pretty excited about that approach to R&D.
I'm really intrigued by the Open Ag concept. How did you get to the point where you are with that?
Well, it started a couple years ago when we looked around how is UPL going to do things different? You know, an Open Ag around the purpose of, you know, open collaboration, open innovation, sustainable agriculture. We feel like we have a lot of strength in manufacturing, first and foremost. And then how can we further that along through our purpose is really taking that bench strength and then looking at innovation and through partnerships, because we weren't investing in discovery research, and taking a completely different approach to it. We're about year two into it now on Open Ag purpose. We're starting to see the benefits of that. You know, we're starting to see products like Preview and Battalion Amp coming out in the marketplace that the growers are very excited about, that are unique and adding a lot of value to very specific problems. And so I think the next couple of years are going to be very exciting for us as we kind of continue to ramp up our purpose.
It's always been a challenge to be in agriculture and farming, but some of the things we're dealing with right now, weed resistance, we've got kochia, water hemp, Palmer in our area. Those kind of things are yield robbers, and certainly it impacts that bottom line.
Yeah, and so 100%. And so today, when you're doing discovery research and it's 10 years away from solving that problem, you know, that's not helping growers today, right? And so, you know, I think that how we're approaching it, you know, trying to find either solutions in-house through open innovation. And if we don't have that in-house, if we don't have those solutions, looking at all the partnerships that we have in the globe to see if we can address that problem quickly and efficiently. And, you know, whether it's, you know, it could be in Japan with our partnerships in there. It could be, you know, there's a lot of innovation happening globally. And people aren't searching for that. Our companies aren't searching for that. But with our Open Ag Center in Raleigh, North Carolina, it's attracting those companies. And so they know, as we're starting to build a lot of awareness around our labs and what we're doing in that area, they're coming to us. And we're hearing about it. We're really attracting a lot of unique opportunities for us to add a lot of value in that area.
Craig, I'm curious, how do the biologicals fit into the story? Because it seems like that's been the growth pattern here in the last few years.
Yeah, I you know, we kind of break our business into three pillars. So we have a post-patent portfolio that's very strong. We have a differentiated portfolio that we just talk about, our purpose, you know, how can we differentiate to address challenges the grower. The whole sustainable portfolio that we have, which is natural plant protection, our new business in that area, is taking a different approach to addressing growers' needs through a biological business, right? And so what we're excited about is, you know, we have a lot of business in that area already. We're, you know, the largest biostimulant company in the world. So what NPP does for us, you know, by having that asset and that strategy in-house here in North America, now that we're focused on it, led by David Quartz, our new lead for the business, he's got a team now focused not just on traditional chemistry that we do within UPL, but he's looking at it strictly from a biological standpoint and looking at not only crop protection, but it's really about crop production. How are we bringing solutions to growers that help them once they harvest their grain, you know, looking at how they can look at that commodity and maybe build markets, protect markets through a biological play?
Sustainability obviously means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. You could go around here and find a lot of different answers. What's it mean to UPL?
Well, that's a good question because it's different for UPL. I think a lot of people think about, you know, biologicals when they think sustainability, and that's a piece for us. But because of who we are, you know, our basic manufacturing strength really helps us from a sustainability standpoint. So I think it starts from economics. You know, we're able to make sure growers get solutions that are economical and high quality. Because of our bank, that is sustainability. In addition to that, we look at things like in the environment, and we look at, you know, agronomics and stuff like that in our NPP business, and that adds to it. So when you think about sustainability for UPL, it's putting those two pieces together so growers, you know, have the resources and the solutions that are both economically viable for them, but they also help them in areas like the environment.
Come to a meeting like this, Craig, we're obviously going to the grower meetings, and there's a lot of discussion of what's happening with EPA and endangered species and those kind of things, because they want to make sure they have the tools that they have to produce their crop. How does that tell me about that conversation from your perspective?
Well, you know, I think that one thing that growers can be comfortable with in the United States, in my opinion, is that the EPA in the United States is science-based. You know, that's something that we can be proud of. They really take a look at the science of whether that solution, you know, is safe, you know, to use. And for us, that's critical. You know, when we look at, we do the work to make sure that we're providing solutions that are safe, economical, effective. And the EPA, in my opinion, they're really taking that right approach to registering products that are good solutions for growers and they can count on, and they know they're safe, and they know they're there, you're using them because of the science behind them.
Craig, you talked a bit about open ag. I'm curious, give me some crystal ball. Where are we at next 5-10 years in this industry?
Well, I do think the concept of open collaboration is something that we as an industry have to do more of, you know. So I think we're kind of leading the pack, really, with our purpose on open ag, on these partnerships, looking at real time solutions. We know we can't do it alone, Don. Like at the end of the day, you know, we're just one manufacturer, and there's a lot of opportunity to collaborate and create solutions for growers. So I think the future is really around partnerships, the way that we can add value in agriculture together. It's a wonderful industry for collaboration from that perspective on looking at how we can serve the grower, right? And so I think for us, our purpose is just going to further our business. You know, we've been traditionally known as a post-patent player. I think 10 years from now, we're going to be known as a solutions provider.
Do you see, it seems like there's an acquisition type of philosophy in many of the companies in the crop protection business. Do you see that collaboration is probably the step that we go to next?
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of acquisition, those type of areas. And I mean, there are some pretty significantly large companies today. I think you're right. You get to a point where the opportunity for mergers and acquisitions gets less. You know, and so our approach today is that type of collaborative approach. Never say never. I think there's always opportunities for companies to join to make 1 + 1 = 3. And if you think back to UPL purchasing Arysta, that was a huge step forward for the organization, and it's a big reason why they are where they are today. And so, you know, I can't speculate, but at the end of the day, you know, my approach and my focus is around collaboration and finding ways to work together with companies out there that are like-minded and looking at solutions to further our opportunity to serve the grower.
Very generous of your time. I appreciate the chance to connect.
Thank you, Don.